In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I'd like to tell you all about the front of my family's Christmas card. And by doing so, I'm sending you a verbal Christmas greeting, a verbal Merry Christmas. On the front of my family's Christmas card this year, there's Jesus in the manger on the right-hand side of the card with a tiny little mask covering his face. On the ground between baby Jesus and his mother Mary is a measuring tape marking out 6 feet. Mary is on this side of the card, also wearing a mask. The words across the front of the card say, 6 feet away in a manger. I like the card because when I saw it, it made me laugh. And I think now, more than ever, we could all use a laugh. But I also liked it because I liked having a card that acknowledges these strange times. On the surface, it may seem like my Christmas card and our gospel reading don't have anything but the main characters in common. But if you look again, you will see that both the card and the gospel feature displacement. Luke's account of Jesus' birth is riddled with displacement. And on the card, Mary is displaced from her usual spot next to the manger. Just as COVID has displaced us from the usual spaces of our lives. In Luke's nativity story, Emperor Augustus displaces Mary, Joseph, and the baby Jesus from their hometown of Nazareth. When the innkeepers turn the family away, they are displaced from human habitation, and Mary gives birth in a stable. The census displaces them from their family. The first visitors to the manger are not grandparents, aunts, uncles, and cousins, but nativity shepherds of low status, themselves often displaced by the nature of their grazing flocks. Jesus' manger is a space of displacement. And it is Jesus' space, the space of our God. And in the midst of the grip of a global pandemic, we have a window into displacement too, don't we? I opened a parishioner's card, Christmas card, that contained her annual letter. In it, she wrote that since COVID, there's no bridge, no in-person church, no travel, and I don't eat out. In her displacement, I say to her, welcome to the manger. If your family, like mine, will not be gathering with relatives for the usual Christmas feasts, I say to your family, welcome to the manger. If you've changed or canceled your usual Christmas routines, welcome to the manger. And even if you haven't made those kinds of accommodations, well, you're in a parking lot for Christmas Eve Eucharist or watching it via YouTube. So one way or another, COVID has displaced us all. And to us all, I say, welcome to the manger. But displacement is not the end of the story. For displacement makes space. It makes space for something new. Psalm 96 says that this something new is a song which fills all the earth. The gospel tells us that this something new is good news of great joy for all people. The good news is the Messiah, is God with us, incarnate in the flesh. The good news is our salvation. The gospel reveals that God does new and salvific things in the midst of displacement. Then we too must trust that God does new and salvific things in the midst of our displacement. On the national landscape, the good news is renewed thinking about how we care for the health of all people through a massive vaccination plan. The good news is a renewed focus on the hunger that exists in the wealthiest nation in human history. At St. Francis, too, there are new songs being sung in the midst of our displacement. We have a new ministry of the Word to the World that is streaming our services on Facebook and YouTube. We have a Wednesday Eucharist in the middle of a local park where we bear witness and sing our Alleluias as hikers and bikers go by. This is the new song the church needs to sing to bring the good news of Emmanuel, God with us, to our community and world. What new and salvific thing is happening in your life because of COVID displacement? When you open my Christmas card, on the inside, the message reads, "Christ's love transcends all distances." Tonight's gospel reminds us that God's love transcends not just distance, but displacement. And God transcends it by doing something new and salvific in that space. Amen.